On this week's AP Religion Roundup, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West sees his fortunes fall after anti-Semitic remarks. Adidas has ended its partnership with the rapper Ye over his offensive and anti-Semitic remarks. He's also suggested slavery was a choice and called the COVID-19 vaccine the mark of the beast. The German sportswear company said Tuesday that it does not tolerate anti-Semitism and any other sort of hate speech. The company called Ye's recent comments and actions unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous.
This went on way, way too long, and people were just waiting what their action was going to be.
Drew Kerr is an expert on corporate image management. He says the developments put Adidas in a difficult spot.
The deal that they've had since, I would say, that 2013, 2014 with Ye has been an incredibly lucrative deal. And so there is, I'm sure, that tug of war going on.
Adidas is just the latest company to end connections with Ye, who has also been suspended from Twitter and Instagram. A completed documentary about Kanye West has also been shelved, and his talent agency also dropped him.
The amount of anti-Semitism that I've seen on our Twitter account, our YouTube videos, every time I open the Kanye subreddits, is just through the roof and very sad to see.
Chris Lambert is the co-host of Watching the Throne, which bills itself as the number one Kanye West podcast.
And it's like, regardless of whether he's performing or not, means it or not, he's unleashed a wave of this stuff that people are buying into because he said it.
Lambert says that he wouldn't be surprised if Ye doesn't find a way to recover his career after this long series of setbacks.
There's definitely going to be opportunities for him to continue on. It's just a matter of what that looks like, what the continued fallout from that is, and who the audience then becomes.
I'm Walter Ratliff.